My very dear friends in Jesus and our Blessed Lady, what a difference a year makes. On this very day last year, this cathedral was full, overly so, and filled, at least I hope, with joy as I was installed as your bishop and we began our life together. The joy and the gratitude I felt that day at being missioned here in Columbus has magnified many times over as I have come to know you and to love you so very much. Today, by contrast, the cathedral is nearly empty. There is a darkness here that covers the earth. As Pope Francis said from an empty and rainy St. Peter's Square on Friday. But I know that you are here, listening in. And we all know that the Lord is very near. Indeed, the Spirit of God lives within us because we belong to Christ. Indeed, we belong to Christ, as St. Paul says to the Romans. Jesus is, as Pope Francis said, in our boat on these stormy seas. In the last year, sharing life, we have experienced great joy and excitement, tremendous hopes and dreams, and some really incredible, inspiring moments of prayer and grace. We've also experienced and shared some sorrows and pain. Last summer, I was in a neighboring church for the funeral of one of our students who died very tragically. Bishop Timothy Clark, senior pastor at First Church of God on Refugee Road here in Columbus, spoke eloquently and powerfully about the very gospel just proclaimed to us about the raising of Lazarus. He painted that picture of Martha meeting Jesus along the road. He imagined Martha with one hand on her hip and the other pointing a finger saying, "If you had been here, my brother would never have died." I don't know, but her words do portray anger, hurt, disappointment, grief. "If you had been here," spoken only as a friend, can speak to another friend. It's like the disciples on the boat in the gospel that was proclaimed at the Pope's prayer on Friday. They cried out, "Do you not care?" These words cut to the very core. Of course he cares. Of course he wants to be there. But not as a magician waving a wand to put on a show, but rather to draw us deeper and deeper into the mystery of God, of his love for us, and of his salvific plan. Notice what Martha says next, and this was Bishop Clark's key point. "But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." But even now. Even now. Yes, Martha is upset. Things did not turn out as she had wanted or had planned. In her eyes, even Jesus did not live up to her expectation. But even now, she says, Even now, I believe. Yes, we can be honest. Life doesn't always turn out as we wish or plan or desire. Sometimes the disappointments are crushing. Things happen or don't happen. And try as we may, we can't turn back the hands of time. If only, Lord, if only. But even now, the gospel calls us to go out to meet Christ, who comes to meet us in our grief and in our need. Speak honestly to him in friendship. Your brother will rise, Jesus says. Your brother will rise. The Lord begins a conversation with Martha that brings her deep into the very depths of her heart, where she proclaims, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." And so Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb. He restores him to life. He tells the crowd, "Unbind him and let him go." Friends, this is an account of the true raising of a dead man, calling him out of the grave. Yes, Lazarus really did die. And yes, Lazarus would die again, and once again Jesus will call him forth. But at that time it would be to the resurrection and the fullness of life. But yes, Jesus really restored a dead and buried man to life. And yet at the same time, as he told his disciples, he did this so that they may believe. He did this so that he may teach us, so that we may see God's working in our lives. Think of how Jesus calls us from the sepulchres of our own making. In the pains and the disappointments, even the crushing disappointments, we have the choice to withdraw to the figurative grave or to meet Jesus out in the street along the way. But even now, Jesus can take us on that journey deep into our hearts when we make that decision to entrust our lives to him and to follow his path, to embrace his cross. Even now. I mentioned earlier how on Friday Pope Francis called the whole world to gather, together using all kinds of media, old and new, to be united in prayer before the Lord. It was a very, very powerful moment. Seeing him, Pope Francis, out on the empty St. Peter's Square under that gray and rainy sky was a stark expression of our current experience. I encourage you to read his deeply moving, inspiring, and hopeful message. You should be able to find it on our diocesan website, on the USCCB website, and on the Vatican website. It's really worth the read. Pope Francis reminds us that reflection in these days might help us to reorder some of our priorities. He said, "This storm exposes our vulnerabilities and uncovers those false and superfluous certainties around which we have constructed our daily schedules, our projects, our habits, and our priorities. It shows us how we have allowed to become dull and feeble to the very things that nourish and sustain us, to strengthen our lives and our communities. This tempest lays bare the power of those very things that we turn to so often. And yet, we know we can turn to the Lord." The Pope prays, "Lord, your word this day, this evening, strikes us and regards us, all of us, In this world that you love more than we do, we have gone ahead at breakneck speed, feeling powerful and able to do anything. Greed for profit, we let ourselves get caught up in things and lured away by haste. We did not stop at your reproach to us. We were not shaken awake by wars or injustices around the world, nor did we listen to the cry of the poor of our ailing planet. We carried on regardless, thinking we would stay healthy in a world that was sick. And now, we are on a stormy sea, and we implore you, wake up, Lord. Friends, in all the events of our lives, we have the choice to draw deeper into the tombs of our own making, or to listen for the voice of Jesus calling us forth, calling us to life. Unbind, go free. Indeed, this rings particularly true in our current moment as the earth shifts under our feet. He calls us even closer to himself, and he inspires us into loving care and service in his name. The Pope spoke so beautifully of the modern heroes who, as he said, are writing the decisive events of our time. Doctors, nurses, supermarket employees, cleaners, caregivers, providers of transport, law and order forces, volunteers, priests, religious men and women, and so many others who have understood that no one reaches salvation by themselves. I see how so many of serving so generously, especially to the needs of the poor and the vulnerable in these most trying times. The Pope goes on, in the face of so much suffering, we are experiencing the priestly prayer of Jesus, that all may be one. He speaks of things that everyday people, exercising patience and offering hope, taking care to sow not panic, but shared responsibility. Yes, not choosing to live in the tombs, in anger, bitterness, blame, darkness, but emerging unbound and bearing witness joyfully to Christ who calls us to life. Friends, living life this year together, I have noticed over and over how the church is so fully alive around here and going forth in Central Ohio. Being put to the test these days, you are rising to the challenge with the joy and the hope of Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. May God bless us, keep us faithful, and help us always to depend on him and to bring his hope to all.